Okay, my name is Amir Mousavi, and I talk about using design terrace system for sustainable management of degraded arid loss cultivated lands in Project Wadi Atir. There is many lands like here, Elohami Souls. This is for the Northern Negev. Man, it's like scarf along the landscape, and you can't do nothing. Areas that were cultivated, now you can't do nothing. Tractor cannot inside. Even grazing can be. So in Project Wadi Atir, I will show you after the aerial view, we established Liman. Liman is two terraces with the area between them along the area stream beds. Like you see in the former slide, highly degraded cultivated arid loss area. This is the area in 214. You can see there is very cultivated area. I will show with this. See the Liman. You see there is, wait, there is Liman chain like here, along the stream bed of the channel. So the objective, analyzing the impact of different Liman landfall designs and management on the Liman soil property, biodiversity, landfall stability, and the surrounding cultivated area. Designing holistic scheme for embedding Liman in degraded arid loss area for the rehabilitation and sustainable use. Okay. The Liman's analyzed before construction, before the area constructed. Project Wadi Atir is big area, and we made many projects. I will give lecture after that in 1:13 on another aspect of Wadi Atir. So it's we did the analysis before the site construction along their establishment, and the mature will state in this year. Parallel analysis on the Liman and the surrounded area. We want to see how the correlation between the Liman and the surrounded area, if they are succeed to stabilize them. Defining group of Limans different from each other by single landfall patterns. We took plantation up unplanted versus planted with savanna trees or prosopis. Management conserve or heavily grazed inside the farm. It was conserved, but some Liman, I don't enter you into the detail why, were heavily grazed, were outside the fences, or in one of them, a yellow harvesting was done, designed, flattened versus remodel. You see picture, photograph. Inside region or tilled area. This is a flattened Liman groups, planted, conserved versus unplanted and heavily grazed. You see some is inside the five fences. It's Liman 2 and 3. And the other is outside. What was inside was planted, and because there wasn't grazing for 4 years, so it's rehabilitated, and the other not for the outside. You see the fence? This is the fence. The black, it's the fence. The 4 and 5 left outside. The analyze was taking the north slope, the channel, and the south slope. The Wadi, is you see direction of the Wadi is there. This is the Wadi. All the gully, all the Limans are going to the Wadi, to there. This is the upper part, and this is the lower, the Wadi. This is an example for the biomass, how we did the sample. We took for each sub-part 5 sample, took the average and the standard deviation and everything. Factor involved in Liman stabilization, it's the annual cover. You see, in Liman Shalosh, because it's planted and it's conserved, there is more biomass than the outside Liman, that fences and the bear. Other factor that we found 2 weeks ago, it's the clay content. Because there is annuals and ant activity, this is the interesting, this is the cake of this presentation. There was a lot of clay in the planted Liman. Clay is good. If it's managed good, the clay absorbs nutrient, water, everything, so it's good. In places there is no clay, it's very problematic. This is all organic matter. You see the difference in Lehman 3 versus Lehman 4. It's easily can be observed. This is his ant activity. We show, again, this is subjected to other presentation. Will be with God's help in Britain, but not now. But we demonstrate that ant activity stabilized the whole ecosystem. We will see it after that, a photos, which only present. This is how we measure the Lehman in the tilled lands versus the uncultivated lands. All of this is inside the farm. You see, we check the line channel is the inside of the channel, the Lehman edge. Then the Lehman strip one, we found that the Lehman effect like 3 meter, even 4 meter from the cultivated land from the tilled north, what we define tilled north. And Lehman 20, it's point of range land that was not tilled, but it's the same analysis. The Lehman channels the inside, the Lehman edge is the edge of the Lehman, where is the tree? And this is the strip outside. We found a wide strip of flora that stabilized, especially this species. Forgot his name in English, but it stabilized the ecosystem. So we can find like Lehman 40 is inside tilled area, is effect, also the strip outside in the herbaceous biomass, and also Lehman stream the same. There is effect on the clay contact. Like I said, clay, it's sign for rehabilitation. Clay absorb nutrient, enable ant activity, enable annual growth. You have very, very good effect on the ecosystem if you manage good. And there is difference between the Lehman 15 and 14, because 15 is different. You have a different donated basin. It's also another parameter that we have to analyze later. But you got a higher donated basin. This is another type of Lehman. We call them remodeled. Why remodeled? Because we took sand from other location, not from the location itself where we built the Lehman, but from other location. And we remodeled all the environment, all the landscape, everything. And you see the outside Lehman, outside, and this is the inside. You see, until 215, the herbaceous biomass wasn't much higher with the two type of Lehmans. Only from the next year, in 2016, there was a higher decrease on the herbaceous biomass. And this is a question why in the prosopis Dunfla Lehman, we find under the trees we found less clay, and the other part of the Lehman was with a bigger one. This is question that have to be studied. In the Lehman there was also a planted area and unplanted area. Okay, this is the Lehman concern, geomorphological impacts. You see, this is 4 and 5. Both are outside the farm fences. You see, there is reels, there is gullies. You see, in Lehman 15, in the right picture, there is the channel was crushed. There was a gully inside, all because that there wasn't a flora cover. And you see inside, it's interesting. You see the strips. It stabilized the ecosystem. There is no reels to the Lehmans. And it stabilized. In Lehman 20, I also put in a question mark because there is a ruminant enclosure, but maybe she also affect about the stabilization of the area. So I put it in as a question. This is a biodiversity flora. You see in the Lehmans, there is many seeds and many planets that was not in the area that come inside. And you see, this is different root system. All of them stabilize also the ecosystem because there's different shape, there are different depth, there are many things. Okay, this is the cute thing, the candy. or the snakes, I would call in the airplane. Do you want snakes? This is the snake that everyone like. This is the effect of ants. Again, I want to do a big lecture on this, but you see, there is conserved area in the upper place, and the Liman are go inside. There's many, many stories on the ants, on the queen, but this is after. The women like this, what the queen is doing. But you see, from the conserved area, the ants queen are getting inside and stabilizes. This is in the below. This is very interesting thing we found several days ago. The ants itself stabilize the terrace. The ants itself. Unbelievable. And when I took the picture and analyzed, it's unbelievable. And also on the left, the ants lose and fertilize the limans. Soil as a result increases stability and productivity by foraging a nest. Another find, go fast, I give you clue for the other. Also the foraging itself, it stabilizes the ecosystem, fertilizes it by organic matter. This is new finding. No, only there's no talk about this. This is the fauna, what we found. You see some birds, some there, some snakes. We was happy to find the snakes inside. It was bare area. You have to understand, all the area was bare. A lost bear without vegetation cover. Bare, without animals, bare, almost bare. And now that the Liman were constructed, they enter inside and everything. This is a samurai Shem. You see the by well-designed and managed Liman planted cultivator, so loosening, enriching soil, pull better water balance, accelerate annual growth and ant activity as a feedback loop, and it stabilizes the landscape surrounding, enriching the biodiversity surrounding, the land fertilization, and the ecosystem engineering hosting. It hosts ecosystem engineer that go outside and do the work for us. This is a guidelines. Liman is the constructor of channel of Liman along the area channel or streamway, suited side and shape with relation to the donated basin, allowing water access to flow out from the Liman. Trees and shrub plantation design, species which encourage annual growth, not like eucalyptus or pine that are very problematic. In Israel, they are very problematic, but there is other savanna trees that encourage annuals and everything. Liman soil management prevents use of herbicides, insecticides, tillage, and annual harvesting. This acknowledgement, and this is last. And the presentations in the conference, and they can allow the upload, yes? Who can want?
It will be recorded.
It's all recorded, so anyone can use it and implemented it on other area and studied. And this is my goal, I think, to save the world. No, the clay is only in this year, but the study began in 2012. I didn't finish to analyze. It's a lot of data. It's a lot of time.
I just wondered if maybe the water dynamics are different under the trees, and that might be affecting
something. Maybe. I will try. Maybe I'll think about this, but I didn't analyze. It's only what I analyzed. No. We find in the two Liman inside, there's the difference in two Limans inside the farm. Vasu outside, and it's the same, and they repeat on themselves.